What's on your
Okay,
mind?
well, if it's okay with the group, I'm gonna take this as I was texting with the Allentown group because I had our meetings confused, which I frequently do. But Rob, I took the Allentown Supernova team, who is at the same pace all of you are in Lancaster, and I took them with our friend Chaz Lynam from Touchstones through a deep dive book review and explained to him and drew the picture how supernova and book segmentation drill down to the client level, orphan visit, all those things that we've been working on for the last 12 months. And I know you're an expert on that process, but just having the concept of supernova and then, dovetailing it at the end of the process with that, he was blown away. So we'll talk about that on our next call, which I know you're smiling is no surprise to you, but he was really, really into it. And a lot of the concepts that we've discussed for the last 12 months, he could see them become tangible in bite-sized pieces of actionable ideas. So hopefully at some point, as this group gets there, I'll be doing the same thing for them and they'll react the same way as Dwayne. So I just wanted to toss that out there. And basically for the group, it's just, I know we've done the art of the cleanup with Touchstone and or with T. Rowe and stuff, but the job that the folks and my friend Chaz from Touchstone do, they've all been trained in Supernova. They understand the process. I believe Rob is
Yep.
friendly with one of the gentlemen there. So we're going to take you, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take this group, maybe as you do your business planning. As one of the things you'd like to do in the new year, hopefully, kick it off, give you some actionable ideas.
Yeah, it's a nice pro. I mean, they use their PAR program, book analysis. We usually do it first, and it helps to segment and find out where you are in terms of your practice. It gives you a pretty good audit of exactly. And we've had our struggles in terms of segmentation, our ability to reassign clients and all that. So hopefully there's some light at the end of the tunnel on that. And because we're doing Supernova without, really having the leverage of the best, the most difficult part, segmenting, but also
Right.
most relief, So
Right.
frankly, these guys are heroes doing what they're doing based on some of the challenges that they've had. So,
Right. Like you said last time, we've really just overlaid Supernova on top of the book without being able to, really, execute on the whole plan. But we'll get there.
well, good. So guys, so where are we? Ryan, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? What challenges can we help with?
Well, right now, I mean, we're working through year-end issues across the board, from gain loss to finishing up the year, and we have started a process individually of identifying, as we head into 2021, this time next year we will have inherited another book of business, and we need to have the capacity to do that. So we've all kind of just are identifying our, bottom 20, I would guess to say. And, they're the first ones to get moved to create the capacity. So we're in the middle of evaluating that at this point.
Great. Yeah, this is a, as you know, it's a really big issue in all the firms right now with senior people retiring and how to leverage that, how to make sure we do it right, how to keep the clients. And we think Supernova is a great addition to that process, developing it. One of the things that we did initially that you can think of when doing your business plan is to do what we call a gap analysis. And that's, taking, all right, each of the five stars and building your plan out for planning, implementation, brand management, marketing, and leadership and then looking at them, what are the obstacles we have to overcome in order to reach the goals that we set in each of those areas? And then doing a gap analysis, what's that gap look like? What's the spread between where we want to be and where we are? And is there anything else that we can do in order to bridge that gap? And that's where you want to analyze what you're doing right now, which is figuring out your capacity. And it means, you know, if we had a magic wand, we had all the money in the world, money was no issue, who would we hire and what position would we hire them in? You know, do we need another FA? Do we need another assistant? Do we need a planner? If we had, you know, all the money, if we hired an analyst, what would the analyst do? And what would that leverage bring for us? So as I mentioned that, does anything come to mind for anybody on the team?
Well, we just discussed yesterday in our team meeting outsourcing the digital brand management. We have a virtual, I don't know what the title is, virtual assistant.
BEA.
Virtual Engagement Associate, yes.
Thank you. Who sends out our LinkedIn posts and our email blasts and manages the website presence. So that's been a good, I think, a good use of resources to outsource that to someone.
Rob's familiar with that program and a big fan. So he knows, yeah, it's a great idea.
So
Pierce is doing a good job.
So Jen, what else were you thinking of? Were you wanting to expand that job? Do you want to use them in another way? What are you thinking?
No, I think just continue that outsourcing rather than taking it on and expecting someone on the team to do that on top of client communication.
That's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. That's exactly right. How do you, you know, if that, what would you do if you could in hiring somebody like that in a different capacity to do something else? Does that person exist, or does, you know, would you, is there another part of your team or teams that you think needs to be added? Do you need an analyst? Do you need another CA? Do you need, what do you need?
I don't know if we need another CSA, but we are talking about how to better utilize the 1.5 that we have.
How would you do that?
Get a handle on exactly what the other half is doing at this point and have a better understanding of who handles what and make sure that they understand that as well. At the same time, that doesn't mean that there's a fence around everything else that they can't jump in and do.
Right. Good.
We also yesterday on a team meeting talked a little bit about the VEA, Jim, just so you know. You know, we did make a little bit of a change with Pierce. He can go on a little long and monopolize a meeting. Michelle has been the point of contact with him outside of our team meeting, kind of the liaison to the BEA, and still having some issues with maybe, you know, let's have a shorter, more succinct meeting. Get me the stuff, you know, instead, if we're meeting at 2:00, don't send me the stuff at 2:01. Get it to me, you know, before that type of thing. So Michelle is kind of grabbing a hold of that and getting that under control a little bit too.
Okay. Well, you know, whatever I can do, you know, I'm friends with the manager of the desk and the boss. You know, these people, as you know, they're young, they're committed, they're smart, they're hungry. But if they need to be coached, they're all coachable. You know, I'm happy to, you know, kind of have him pull the reins in or take it offline. Whatever I can do to help you guys and gals be more efficient, you can just reach out anytime.
Yeah, I think Michelle can handle that. I think
okay. She
can. Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
And Jen had mentioned yesterday that we actually have a choice. There's several virtual assistants that perhaps we can even choose from if for some reason Pierce isn't a good fit for our team over time. So it's good.
Okay. Yeah, it works for you. So, yep, that's good.
Rob, are you connected?
I'm all good. Can you hear me?
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, sorry. Jen and I just, I don't know if she told you, we were on an hour Zoom meeting with a client bringing in more money. And this is an interesting client. What's it called? Anyway, and then I was getting pinged. I didn't tell you this, Jen. One of our clients was calling the call center saying, "You can't get a hold of anyone here. He's got a question on his statement with this fee." So I wanted to make sure I talked to him real quick before I jumped on here, which he's fine. And it's their monthly advisory fee. You know, he goes, I thought that was quarterly. And I said, that's monthly now. So anyway.
Was it Al? Rob, was it
Al?
Yeah, I saw his number pop up on your screen when we were talking.
Did you tell him it's the same amount monthly as it was quarterly?
I should have. I should bump it up. So sorry.
Hopefully he appreciated the 1 hour response time that he got from your Supernova team, and he appreciates
I will tell you this, we'll make more money off the account. We make a good amount already. We have three nephews that are inheriting, or a niece and two nieces and one nephew inheriting the money. And let's just say we've already got them as clients, so they're locked in. So, and again, I hope Al lives for another 10 years, but he's 92. Yep. So.
Well, listen, we talk a lot about intergenerational wealth transfer, but you're doing it, and that's a big deal because a lot of people talk about it, but they just don't make that quantum leap, and that's going to be a great client and many clients for a long time. Good for you.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, this was good. Jen helped me a lot, but I will tell you too, Rob, our Supernova process, I think, is working. And I think it's, especially with the planning aspect. I mean, this client that we were on the call with owns a pretty good business. They supply fruit trees all over the world. They own 5,500 acres here in near York and Harrisburg, in Pennsylvania. But they're pretty worldwide. They send fruit trees everywhere. So, he's getting ready to retire.
You guys have a very interesting, eclectic group of clients. I remember the other client you have, isn't he the largest supplier of supplies that car washes use? Don't you have another client like that?
Yeah.
You got some great stories.
She passed away, I deal with her. Well, I deal with her son and the foundation. And remember, the foundation got $18 million for cats. I can't make this stuff up. So,
but the fee's the same whether it's for cats or for humans.
It's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
And you know what? The cats are not going to call you and ask you what that
called.
Is.
It was not a meow on the other end of the phone. It was Al, not a meow.
Yeah. And I'm laughing because Matthew, we had to sponsor. What did we sponsor a year ago? Cattopia? Or no. What's
Catapalooza.
Catapalooza or something. So anyway, that's what we do, Rob.
That's unbelievable. That's a lot of catnip. That's great. So looking into the new year, I've been working with the teams on their 24-month calendars, kind of looking at that for focuses. You guys have your 24-month calendars done for, and here's the part that's interesting. We talk about the 24-month calendar a lot, but, you know, make sure that you're syncing up your 24-month administrative calendar and product calendar with your marketing calendar.
Yeah.
So I just completed this morning, I was working on next year's monthly topic, if that's what you're speaking
about,
which we can use as a guideline. But like I said, we've been kind of, I've been at least kind of going by some of the NBA topics that we've been sending out to clients, which have been a little more relative and, you know, because they're timely. It just, they get the NBA and then we can talk about it that month. But I do have 2021 topics completed to share with the team this week. Not 24 months. Just
no, that's great though. That's terrific.
Yeah, it is. Good for you.
Sorry, go ahead.
Tying that into the marketing director saying, you know, getting, like Bryant was talking about, let me know ahead of time so I can plan, right? So if Jim knows what you guys are working on and he knows a month in advance and everybody on the team knows and they're trained, then everybody can make sure that the process goes smoothly, whether it's mortgages or long-term credit or whatever. But it also can be a marketing initiative so that you can talk about doing a Zoom call for your clients with the director of, let's say, liability management. How are we going to get the most efficient use of liabilities? So use it as a marketing idea to your clients as a group. So you do a Zoom call on what's happening with interest rates. And maybe you even include somebody from the home office talking, you know, somebody that's a brand name talking about interest rates and which direction they're going and whether we should be, you know, where on the yield curve is the optimum place to be. And that's for investing, but also for lending. You know, if we're going to, do we want to stay short? Do we want to stay, want to lock in rates now? What do we want to do? And that can be, so kind of use those themes together, because oftentimes we will get a lot of business during the month that we're focusing on a product or services. You know that when we make all those calls, we call every client, somebody's going to say, yeah, I don't need a mortgage. You know that, but my son needs a mortgage. And all of a sudden you're doing a mortgage there and you end up with doing 10 mortgages. And, oh, by the way, you need to talk to my friend over here. And that product or service gets you the introduction to a new client. So it becomes a marketing initiative, but think of it as, how can we proactively use Zoom to leverage that particular month? All right. So you can have complete, so the marketing director should be putting together the 12-month calendar along with Michelle's calendar. It may be completely different, but I would want to think that there should be some overlap between the two.
Okay, we could do that. Yeah, that makes sense.
We also finalized the placement. And the good news is that we were able to add Jen as our, you know, planning specialist, which was great. It was approved by compliance. And so we're going to get that, you know, done and printed before year end with our team information in a physical format. And we ordered a lot of placemats. So that'll be good.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to get that done because we had a partner on there that was no longer on the team. So.
Yeah. And, you know, when I look at, and you guys won't suffer from this, but when I first take on teams and they call themselves a team and I look at the website or I look at, you know, their site for their firm, and all I have is individuals. You know, there's no team picture. So, I mean, there's some things that pop out obviously to you, or the team picture is outdated and somebody's retired that's in that picture, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we had. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's just a matter. You gotta stay after this stuff.
Michelle, will we get an electronic copy back too that we could email?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When the final PDF is approved by CRC and it's printed on the, placemat, then I'll send it to everybody.
Thank you.
Great. It's great. Other things that people are doing marketing wise, anything that come to mind that you want to focus on in terms of marketing next year that you're still struggling with, or you're proud of, or you want to share?
I think our marketing is going to depend on the virus, because we do client events that some of us like more than others. I know Brian doesn't care for some of them, but I don't think we're going to plan anything until fourth quarter of next year, just to get through the pandemic. And that's probably going to be where we're emphasizing. Up until then, we're going to have to do something on Zoom, or I like piggybacking some of the Zoom meetings and Skype meetings the firm is presenting. So we've been advertising those very heavily, and clients have been jumping on the things they like. So I think more or less we're going to continue that till we get to at least mid-year or end of year, and then have a big something really big at the end of the year. And that's
I think that's a good idea. I mean, you guys have done historically such a wonderful job with client events, and they're so well attended. But, you know, much like the election client event that Dick Conway and we put together for the complex, you know, I've got one with Putnam, Five Things You Should Know About Social Security, you know, very, you know, relevant and interesting topics. So, you know, we can help you put something on the calendar, and all we can do is offer it out. If they tune in, great. If they don't, but at least we can stay connected. You know, with them over the next 9 months until the fourth quarter of next year.
Okay.
So we'll get you some ideas.
Okay.
The only other thing I would add to marketing is, from my standpoint, is we'd have to have a hell of a lot of marketing to bring in $473 million next year. And that's what's on the board here to bring in by August. And most of our energy in that direction is going to go to getting out in front of introductions with those clients and planning and, you know, a smooth transition so that we keep as much of that $473 million as we can.
473. Wow. Good for you.
And we're starting the planning process already with Kurt and Why Missing.
Yeah, the way I'd look at that would be to say that's our baseline. Our intention is to hold on to 100% of that, right?
Right.
And then with Supernova and planning and fee-based services and other additions, what did we really add? Okay, so your goal, Ryan, to me would be what could we add beyond the 473? Give me 473, because that's, you know, this, the retiring FAs, that's what this is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so retiring FAs, from Jim's point of view, is out of the left pocket into the right pocket.
Yep.
Doesn't do a thing revenue-wise or anything for the firm. Now, he wants you to keep it, right, 100%. He wants the revenues, but what if you could double the revenues? Okay, what if it was, instead of, you know, 473 or 500,000, what if he brought in an incremental 200,000 from that? because you profiled them better and you consolidated accounts and you showed them love, you know, the 1242 and you rapid response and you were really there for them. You know, do liability management and all of a sudden you're doing 20 mortgages and they never did any. You do some lines of credit and they never did any. So a lot of times, I'm not saying, you know, great, good. I don't know the other team. All I'm saying is anytime there's traditionally somebody retiring and a team taking over that's kind of a modern wealth management team, there's incremental business they do that wasn't being done.
Yeah, we experienced that on a much smaller scale when we took over that, 36 million dollar book a year and a half ago. Right. Same thing, you know, to give you an idea, at least on one of the advisors in his modern wealth management metrics, he has one plan.
That's
his entire book. So, you know, there's a lot there that, you know, we'll get to.
Hey, Bryant, too, I don't know if we can say, but this, I think this will help Jim in the complex. This book of business, how much has exited the firm in the past 5 years?
Well, just on Trigg's portion was $50 million.
That's gone.
How long is that? Is 11 years, Jim, or 12? What? How many years do we show that on the NAA sheet, whatever that is?
I'm not sure. 50 million.
50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Loss. That's 50 million loss.
Well, and that's, I mean, that's, you know, that's why you guys like Supernova. That's why Tim likes Supernova. That's why Jim likes Supernova. Yeah. I mean, this is a process, no guarantees, but when you're not nurturing the client and taking care of them,
right,
they're going to leave. And during a transition like this, this is when they leave.
Right. So they give no reasons. It's not a hard conversation anymore. Right. Yeah.
I might have exaggerated. It looks like it's only about 46 million, Rob.
Yeah.
Over nine.
Sorry.
But to Rob's point, you think of how hard it is to raise $46 million, but it sure is easy to lose it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know.
So here's just a little advice. I was the manager for a long time. And my suggestion is you call everybody as fast as you can and tell them about 1242 because they're going to have one foot out the door. That's when we bring in a lot of business, right? When somebody retires at another firm, you get referred in and you pick it up. So just know the same thing is going on here.
Yeah.
And so you guys have got to be on the phone right away and you got to talk 1242 and you got to rapid response and financial planning. Give them the story. What's the difference? Not that what you bought wasn't good. What you had was terrific. But we're upgrading your situation just because we love you. You know, it's great.
Yep.
And you're with a team. You're with a team.
You're with a team that has no maturity, right? That's the difference. Right. Teams never go on vacation. They're never out to lunch, and they never mature. There's always somebody new on the team coming on to take over.
Are you talking age mature? Because some of us will mature out of this group eventually.
Yeah, I was going to make a snarky comment there, but thank you doing it for me.
Levels of maturity are a different story. We never
have fun.
We never mature, but clients never. There's always a new young guy, and that's part of your planning process to make you make sure your team has the proper increments. You don't have everybody the same age, and then you're all gone at the same time, right? So we want to have this age stair stepping along with the Supernova stair stepping. So, yeah. And, you know, I would not be hesitant to share those clients with other people if you can. okay, so that you're not overwhelmed by the numbers. So you got to get rid of some of your own clients, but make sure you shed some of those clients too, in order right. to make sure that you guys can do what you say you're going to do. And you're not overwhelmed and, you know, lose the balance and lose the productivity opportunity.
Right.
So look at the numbers real hard and make sure you guys have the capacity, you know.
I feel like we're constantly evaluating that, especially since Rob and Bryant tend to have the most, you know, supernova clients by default. But I think we do a great job with just checking in, like who has capacity, what relationship would be applicable to who. And we did a really great job, I think, with Chuck's book doing this. And immediately we, you know, upgraded them to our process with the plan. I didn't keep track of how many assets came in, but I'm sure Bryant knows from that book. But we're always checking in to say, all right, what makes sense here in terms of capacity? Who can we move out from the bottom? And so on and so forth. So I think that's why that's why the process is so smooth, because we're very aware of that with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so important to do that. And also, if one member is really the breadwinner, you know, the person that's bringing in the new business, that they not get stuck just, you know, calling people that somebody else has capacity. So even if you don't give the client to a partner, you can share the work, meaning you do the quarterlies and let them do the other eight. If they have the capacity, if, you know, so look at that too, as a way of sharing the workload, and clients appreciate that.
Yeah. I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And we still, it's evolving, because we're constantly moving clients to, you know, hey, it's a better fit for Michelle or Matt. I'm trying to push more clients down that way. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the superness. That's the greatness of teams. It's it's great for everybody.
Even on a parallel, because Bryant, like every now and again, I'll shift clients to Bryant. They just seem to work better with him. And then I just took one of his, and she thinks I walk on water right now. And they were about ready to leave the firm. So you never know how
it
connects.
For sure.
Yeah. But that's the power of the team. So
That's great. Jim, do you have any issues for these guys that you'd like to bring up, or challenges or anything?
No. Nope. They've adjusted well, and you know, I don't use them by name, but I use the story. I mean, before Supernova, they did take a smaller book, and that person is making more money in 2020 than he did in 2019, you know, in retirement, which is a wonderful story. But that just shows the breadth and depth of what they were building. And now to see it, you know, that everything is good, I'm fine, clean desk model, where somebody comes to you unsolicited or unelicited to say, I want your team to take over my clients, because you've drawn this picture in my mind's eye of your process. It's powerful, you know. And even when you say we haven't taken care of the tail end, for lack of a better term, of the smaller accounts that you know, don't make the cut, you know, even for the overall health and wealth of the branch in Lancaster itself, there's going to be some good accounts with some meat left on that bone that somebody down the hall can take a look at for you guys. Not necessarily FAA or call center type client, but a nice account. But your book just gets so big that they don't make $1 million cut or whatever, but a nice $400,000-$600,000 account, you know, you can throw on somebody's desk and just say, have at it. So no, I think that it's going to get leaner and meaner and bigger and better in 2021, but this is a big part of it. But no, I have no issues, no complaints. Keep on keeping on. And Jen and I have been working very closely every month, Rob and Bryant, with your Modern Wealth Effectiveness. And I'm going to follow up on a call with her tomorrow. She and I were chatting this morning, but you've made tremendous progress
by just having a defined, you know, goal, you know, setting up the goalposts and having her drive through it. And your numbers are up dramatically, you know, on that end, NAA and client satisfaction is going to fall. So now it's all good.
Good.
It's great.
If I can add one thing.
Yeah, Tim. Yeah, sure. Matt.
If I can add one thing to Jim's comment, one thing we actually saw when we took over Chuck's book is that once we took a lot of those clients through our process, even some clients that maybe only had assets of 100 to 250,000 with him at the time, there were a lot of other assets in there that we were able to bring in and are now million-dollar clients for us. So I think we kind of have taken the stance that we understand that early on in this process of taking over this next book next year, that we're all going to kind of be over capacity for a small period of time. But in that period of time, we're going to be able to, again, take them through our process and really learn what we actually have in the book. So instead of just right off the bat saying, okay, let's, you know, since we're already close to capacity right now, let's toss a couple of accounts to a different advisor. We want to, even if we're top of our capacity limits, we want to still take a run at that first just to see for our eyes what's actually there and don't miss any assets.
It makes perfect sense. You're right.
That's a hungry young guy right there.
It is. I'm jealous. Yes. But no, you want to make
well,
sure.
Well, I'm glad he is because I misspoke earlier. The 433 was all the books combined. We're inheriting 129. So if we want to get to 433, Matt, you're going to have to do a lot of that.
Okay.
One call at a time, Brian. One call at a time.
That's right. Put one foot in front of the other. But hey, you know, the math still works. You know, it's not easy to come across $129 million.
Yeah.
And
easier,
you know,
than 433.
Yeah.
Well, according to Matt, there might be there if we just have to dig, right?
Yeah. See, this is what we're talking about with the maturity level. So this is where the conversation, you know, I think everybody's getting a little punchy now, 40 minutes in, so.
All right. That's my cue. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
And look forward to talking soon. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Great job. Great work.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.